The three crew members of Japan Airlines Flight 1628 were on their way to Tokyo from Paris with a cargo of French wine. They had just left Canadian airspace and entered Alaska when pilot Kenji Tarauchi says he saw several wavering yellowish-white lights. The crew members dimmed the cockpit lights to make sure the lights were not just a reflection. They said they observed a walnut-shaped object as long as two aircraft carriers illuminated by the cargo plane's flashing strobe lights. The UFO stayed with the cargo plane for about 50 minutes, following the plane's every move during a 360-degree turn and again when the pilot descended 1,200 meters. About 130 kilometers from Fairbanks, Alaska, the crew says the UFO disappeared over the horizon into Canada. According to initial news reports, the unidentified flying object had appeared on both Federal Aviation Administration and military radar screens. But FAA spokesman Paul Stuckey says the double radar images first reported have now been dismissed by experts as something called clutter, or split signals sometimes produced by a plane's navigational devices. Yet Paul Stuckey describes the crew members as credible observers and says the FAA is taking the November sighting seriously. In his words, they saw what they saw. What it was, we don't know. UFO enthusiasts are intrigued by the reported sighting. The Mutual UFO Network is an organization with 1,500 members around the world that has collected on computer information about 60,000 UFO sightings. The organization says a large percentage of encounters with unidentified flying objects are reported by pilots, but are seldom made public because most airlines forbid their flight crews from talking with journalists. While the lack of a radar record weakens the case, the director of the Mutual UFO Network emphasizes it is significant that credible eyewitnesses reported the sighting. Skeptics insist the encounter has a logical explanation. Philip Klass is a member of the Committee for the Investigation into Claims of the Paranormal, an organization that debunks such phenomena as flying saucers, communication with the dead, and fortune-telling. Philip Klass believes the pilot did indeed see something extraterrestrial, the planet Jupiter. He says the giant planet was directly in front of the plane's main heading and would appear especially clear in the clean air over Alaska. Also, bright stars or planets appear to follow every move by a plane. But Philip Klass predicts that the pilot, who appeared on several TV and radio shows, will never admit he may have seen Jupiter because of the professional embarrassment it would cause. The Federal Aviation Administration will release a final report on the incident by the end of January. FAA spokesman Paul Stuckey admits there is little more the agency can add now that experts have dismissed the radar record, but he says investigators are certain of one thing: the crew of the Japanese plane had not been drinking its cargo of French wine. I'm Bill Torrey.